Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Hooters. Bring us back to 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Jessica Moser, Senior VP for Small Business at MetLife, and she's bringing with her the MetLife U.S. Chamber Small Business Index. It's outstanding. It's really giving us another look into the way small business owners think, their sentiment that they have right now, their attitude, not only about their own business. And this is one of the things, Jessica, that's really important to point out about small businesses when you poll them. You guys do it and others do it. And this is that they not only they have two perspectives. Well, how do I feel about my business and the things that I can control? And why do I feel about things, the economy, which are generally things that I can't always control? They have both of those perspectives. And that's, again, what's different than from a small business CEO and a big business CEO. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I think, you know, the perspective on their own company, the economy, and the overall environment from a small business perspective is unique. And I think, you know, as you were mentioning, as we were going a break, there's things that we do in that survey, you know, to really inform policymakers and leaders about the issues that affect small businesses. And that's really the focus. And you guys may know, we tend to jump into one specific topic, kind of deep dive, in addition to the index for each quarter. Mm-hmm. And this last quarter, we decided to look at veterans and, you know, how do they play in the small business economy, whether as employers or employees.
What did you learn?
And so, it was really interesting. Veterans clearly are an largely untapped resource. While generally small businesses feel that they have a very positive view of veterans, like 4 in 5 said it's important to focus on hiring veterans, so kudos to small business owners. But even with that, only 1 in 10 small business owners reported intentionally reaching out to veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that's because they
I don't think that's an exclusive response, though. I don't think that means that they're not reaching out. I think it's just that they don't really think about it in terms of on this show I'm a veteran. I'm around veterans. My family history is veterans. So I have a very deep feeling for this issue. And so I remind people, when you have somebody who's been in the military, they already know about delegation, they already know about organization, they're up to their ears in discipline. They know how to, they probably know how to instruct. A lot of people think officers run the military. NCOs run the military. They're the ones who do the training. If you have somebody comes out as an E5 sergeant out of the military, they're already leaders.
Exactly. And I think when you marry that skill level and quality with the idea that we're just talking about the war for talent, and when we marry we need small business owners in particular need to hire the most qualified to impact their businesses, you know, it's, and then you have this largely untapped pool. I think that there's I think it's because it's not easy to figure it out. I'm just kind of cutting it to the very basic, and to the very basic information that if I want to go out and hire a veteran, it may not be as clear. Like maybe I know some people, but maybe I don't know how to actually hire and recruit with a veteran specific hiring resource.
What they should be doing, though, Jessica, is if they have a stack of applicants, which would be a high class problem these days, right? But if you got three applicants,
exactly.
Put the veteran on top of the list. I'm gonna tell you, discriminate. Put the veteran on the top of the list and look. And here's why. Let me tell you why. I've had people tell me this. I've seen this happen. The veteran went first. The people were skeptical. They didn't know much about veterans. They interviewed the veteran first, and they set the bar for everybody else.
Yeah, but I agree. But what I'm saying is, what we have found in our survey is that they're saying it's difficult to find helpful information about hiring or keeping veterans. So let me just say this: go to the Department of Labor, DOL.gov, and then all you have to do is type "vets" in the search box. And there's lots of resources. So if you're a small business owner who's like, you know what, I am really struggling to find the right people, which, by the way, our index said that mm-hmm. over half of small business owners
That's
are
right.
rating the quality of
it's
their
what's holding the economy
fair
back
or
right
poor.
Now.
It's what's hold. So
yep.
here we have, you can't say it's the answer, but I would say it's a really good resource to say, look into hiring a veteran to take advantage of what you pointed out,
yep.
But don't get taken in by something that's not legit. DOL.gov, type vets in the search box, and then the real two or three top resources will come out to say, this is how you can get to those veterans.
And how to find them. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jessica, I need the website. I need folks to know how they can find this research.
So it's our index is www.sbindex.us.
sbindex.us, and you'll find it, folks. You'll like it. It's been plain English. Even I can understand it. Jessica, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I will. Thank you so much.
We
Jim.
Love it when and Jessica joins us. Jessica Moser, ladies and gentlemen, with MetLife. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.